The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And this week we're talking about some of the things we think moms should really stop doing or saying. We usually focus on the positive, but sometimes we all need to evaluate things and decide which things we ought to kick to the curb.
Yep. And today that thing is oversharing on Facebook.
We're not talking about baby pictures here. We love to see the baby pictures and the kid pictures. We get that you adore your children and want to share all those cute shots of them with friends and family. And we do too.
Mostly the oversharing we're targeting here is stuff that's cringeworthy, like that Facebook status update with a picture of a half-eaten squirrel your cat left on the doorstep. I've learned not to catch up on Facebook while I'm eating breakfast or dinner. I know what's cringeworthy to me might not be cringeworthy to you, but we beg of you to think before you hit return and share.
Yes, oversharing about your love life is also something to think through. Sharing the details of your divorce is probably a bad idea. Just ask a lawyer. It's not just us. You don't want Facebook to end up being part of your court proceedings.
No. And as our kids get older, we think it's also important not to overshare about their bathroom habits or the details of their dating relationships. Some things are private, and we think there's a need for parents to respect that maybe a little more on Facebook.
That's right. We also think moms in particular should stop judging each other on Facebook. Wait, is that what we're doing right now? I hope not.
No.
Oh, no. We promise we're not trying to judge. We just want you to join us in asking yourself before you post, is this share-worthy or just plain old TMI?
Pause before posting.
That's right.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We hope you have a great day.